All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus and news update for Tuesday, September 22nd. Before I get into it, real quick, Republican Senator Mitt Romney, who many thought would break with the Republican Party, along with Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, has announced that he supports holding a vote for Justice Ginsburg's replacement. So that appears to give Mitch McConnell enough votes to proceed with a nomination for Trump's pick that the president should announce this week. All right. So yesterday I said, hey, with Ginsburg's passing, with new government funding drama, it looks like stimulus is back on the back burner, unfortunately. But today, I have a little bit of good news for you, not so much with respect to stimulus timing directly, but rather with a piece of news that I think could possibly bring Democrats and Republicans closer together on a stimulus package. What am I referring to? Well, to preface this, here's a clip from my August 31st update. So in the span of almost exactly a month, we've reduced a $2.4 trillion difference between the parties for the next stimulus bill by $1.5 trillion to $900 billion. And that $900 billion sounds a lot like the nearly $1 trillion that the Democrats wanted in the HEROES Act for state and local government funding. I suspect that this remains the major point of contention between Democrats and Republicans, with perhaps unemployment a distant second. So what if in September, states actually start like they're doing better than they were a few months ago? What if sales tax revenue does start going up because slowly but surely people are going back to businesses, going out, of course, practicing social distancing and all that? But what if these states' projections are better than they were a few months ago when the Democrats were putting together the HEROES Act? So almost a month ago, I was hopeful that perhaps state and local tax revenues would be higher than previously projected, and perhaps this could lead to Democrats and Republicans getting closer on a stimulus deal. And guess what? It looks like state revenues at least are doing better, or at least less worse than people thought may have been the case a few months ago. Let me just read you a bit from this article that appeared today in the Washington Post. State tax revenues in some parts of the U.S. are rebounding as the economy emerges from the coronavirus lockdown, a positive sign for governors and mayors who have been bracing for the biggest fiscal crisis in decades. August sales tax receipts in hard-hit New Jersey rose 3% from a year earlier, and nonpartisan legislative analysts are forecasting that revenue will exceed Governor Phil Murphy's projections by $1.4 billion. For the fiscal year. California's revenue is exceeding forecasts, Georgia's collections are on the rise, and Ohio's Cuyahoga County, home to Cleveland, dodged almost all of the devastating blow it once predicted. The figures are an early sign that the worst economic collapse since World War II may not decimate government's revenues as badly as some feared, potentially reducing the scale of budget cuts and tax increases that would exert a drag on the nation's recovery. Of course, this article also tempers the excitement by pointing out that this is just the sales tax figures. There could be an income tax revenue hit that wouldn't be felt until a quarter or two later, since income tax revenues generally lag due to the nature of tax deadlines. Overall, though, this is good news, and some experts think that the income tax hit will not be as bad as feared, because job losses during this pandemic disproportionately affected lower-wage workers, while higher-paid workers could often work from home, making the same amount of money and not have their income affected, so they'll still pay their tens of thousands of dollars in state income taxes in states like California, where I live. So this recession is different than the Great Recession, the mortgage crisis of over a decade ago, which hit a lot of folks across the board, including highly compensated folks in the real estate industry and the finance industry. So don't get me wrong, state tax revenues are still down, but not as down as a lot of people thought they might have been a few months ago. Obviously, this is good news in and of itself, but for stimulus especially, this is also good news. What's the major point of contention between Democrats and Republicans with respect to another stimulus bill? It's state and local funding. Democrats, Pelosi, they refer time and time again to the HEROES Act, which calls for over $900 billion, almost $1 trillion in assistance to state and local governments. Now, when was the HEROES Act drafted? Late April, early May, passed the House on May 15th. Back then, I think a lot of folks were fearing the worst with this pandemic. And yes, I know what's going on in Europe with the case counts recently. A lot of places thinking, we're going to have to shut down again. You probably heard that Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, has now ordered pubs to close early. So I'm not saying that it's all smooth sailing from here, but this report is a good sign. And maybe, just maybe, Dems will be willing to reduce their ask even more. They could save face by saying, look, originally with the data and the projections we had in the springtime, we thought state and local governments would need over $900 billion in state and local assistance, right? And if those projections were true, if they held true today, we would be sticking to that. But this new data shows things aren't as bad on the state and local front as we all thought it would be back in late April, early May. So we're willing to revise this figure down. I think this would be a golden opportunity for Democrats, for Nancy Pelosi to move closer to a compromise without really having to backpedal. Now, of course, Nancy Pelosi has already offered a top line as low as $2.2 trillion. Has she already taken into account this positive or at least less negative than anticipated revenue numbers from states? Hard to tell at this point, but overall, this is good news for stimulus. Of course, on the other hand, this data from states could cause Republicans to dig even deeper on their own party line, opposing more funding for state and local governments at all. So in a sense, this data is somewhat of a double-edged sword, but I think it's good news for stimulus overall. Bad news for stimulus, of course, as I mentioned yesterday, continues to be the government funding bills. I've covered this in more detail previously on the channel, but basically the government's fiscal year begins on October 1st. So in September, Congress is busy with appropriating money to various government agencies. If Congress fails to do that by midnight on September 30th, the government shuts down until a funding agreement is reached. Of course, this doesn't mean that, you know, everybody in the government just stops working. It just means that certain operations will shut down. And for the past couple weeks, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi were negotiating these funding bills, and things looked rosy even up until this past Friday. Things looked rosy. You know, Republicans get their farm money, Dems get their food assistance money for the kids, and it was like, oh, we just have to work out the details. But yesterday, House Democrats released a plan to fund the government through December 11th, and it didn't include $30 billion to farmers that the Republicans wanted. And like I told you yesterday, that's why Mitch tweeted that he didn't like it and would reject it. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi exhorted Republicans to accept the House proposal. In a statement, she said, "The continuing resolution introduced today will avert a catastrophic shutdown in the middle of the ongoing pandemic, wildfires, and hurricanes, and keep government open until December 11th. When we plan to have bipartisan legislation to fund the government for this fiscal year." And White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow was asked yesterday about the lack of farm aid in the Democrats' proposal. He said, "We do prefer additional farm aid. Most of all, we want to keep a clean CR, keep the government open." So he's saying, at least from the White House's perspective, or probably at least just from Kudlow's perspective, that additional farm aid is preferred, but he, at least personally, didn't make it sound like a huge sticking point. Speaking of our friend Larry Kudlow, he was also asked yesterday if the economy will continue to improve without a stimulus package. Kudlow gave a resounding yes in response to this question. Kudlow thinks the economy will recover without additional stimulus. He says things like stimulus checks will help, which he calls in this clip direct assistance through checks, but he's not super gung-ho about the necessity for more stimulus. Here's the clip.
Could I ask though, will the economy continue to improve if you don't get a stimulus package?
Yes. I've said this many times. We are in a self-sustaining, strong V-shaped recovery. Now, that battle's not over yet, and there's still a good deal of hardship left. But unemployment having come down to 8.4%, we've created over 10 million jobs, 14 million on the household survey. These are good signs. Strong retailing, strong autos, strong housing. Inventory is going to be rebuilt. So I think the so-called CARES 2 or whatever has elements that could help, which are worth negotiating, to wit, the small business sector. We have long advocated extending the PPP for small business. There's stories in the paper today about the restaurant. We have restaurant industry, which is struggling to come back alive. We have argued from day one to help the small business, including the restaurant. So let's get that done. We want to open up schools, so why don't we get that done? The president favors the direct assistance through checks. So in other words, let's get that done. There are certain things that could help, but I do not think the recovery is contingent on that assistance package. And as long as businesses keep open and stay open, we're in much better shape than we were, although we've got a lot of work to do.
But keep in mind, like I've said before, Kudlow can be kind of a loose cannon, right? These White House advisors, sometimes they say stuff and it's like, is that really the White House perspective here as a whole, or is that just your personal perspective? I mean, you have Kudlow here kind of glossing over farm aid, glossing over stimulus, and the more you listen to some of these advisors, the more you think, well, Kudlow's probably just talking for Kudlow. Navarro's speaking for Navarro, not for Trump, not for the White House as a whole. So take what they say with a grain of salt, all right? Okay, let's move on to unemployment. I've seen reports of people people finally getting paid in Indiana. The state did say that yesterday, September 21st, was its target date. And in Oklahoma, people are being paid today, though the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission tweeted this morning, with the large number of payments being processed for the LWA benefit, that's the lost wages assistance benefit, some payments are continuing to process throughout the day-to-day. Eligible claimants may not immediately see the LWA payment on their account this morning, but these payments will continue going through today. South Carolina looks like possibly not until next week, maybe as late as next week. I was hoping it would be earlier based on statements, but unfortunately that doesn't look like it's going to be the case. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus and unemployment update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.